I'd like to introduce Hong Zhang, and Hong is the Director of Education for the Snell Memorial Foundation, one of the folks that evaluate helmets and help try to improve the industry. And one of the things I learned tonight from talking to her was that she was also involved in writing the language on lane splitting in California. So welcome to the show, Hong.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to your writers tonight.
Absolutely, and I'm just going to turn it over to you because I've had enough experience talking to you to know that you don't need any prompting, and you definitely know your subject, so go ahead and let us know what you guys are all about.
Great. Well, it's very impressive, your show here. I've been listening for almost half an hour, and everybody is so knowledgeable about so many different subject areas relating to the motorcycle and riding. Our expertise here at Snell is really about helmets. Everything we do here has nothing to do with anything else except the helmet standard and testing and how to protect the noggins here. So I want to start out with a little background information about the Snell Memorial Foundation's history. The foundation was set up in 1957 when William Pete Snell, an auto racer, died of a head injury in a California race. And the mission for this nonprofit organization is to encourage the development and manufacturing and use of safety headgear for activities that needs crash helmets. So over the last 55 years or so, this organization, Snell, basically is known worldwide as the most stringent standard organization. We have developed a helmet standard for auto racing, motorcycling, bicycling, skiing, and equestrian sports. All the racers that attend the top, highest ranking sports like a Formula One, NASCAR, Indy 500, or Superbike and MotoGP, if they show up with a Snell helmet, they are good enough to go. Nobody's going to question their safety gear. Next thing is I would like to share with everybody is people think we are the some people call us the safety Nazis. Actually, the Snell Foundation doesn't really have a position on mandatory helmet law. We are basically here to offer the information about the testing results that we do here and name those helmets that do well through our testing program and recommend those helmets to the riding public and people who consider the best head protection is through helmet use.
So a lot of people think that you're a government organization, and that's really not the case whatsoever, is it?
No, this is a nonprofit organization, and the sole purpose is really to set up a standard that rate the highest performance of these products out there that's submitted by the manufacturer voluntarily, actually. And if the manufacturer's product do well in our first round certification test, then they get named in our website, the website www.smf.org has a complete list of currently certified product for all kinds of activities. And I can go into a little bit of the detail of the certification process here. Basically, when a manufacturer develop a product for the highest standard, the Snell standard, currently the motorcycle standard is 2010. The M2010 is what people have been using since 2010, this the year. The number is changed every 5 years when the standard is updated. And basically, the manufacturer do their homework in their R&D shop and in their own lab, And once they have the confidence their prototype really can meet all the various requirements set by the SNELL standard, they would submit a set of helmets for the SNELL lab to test. Only after the SNELL lab tests those helmets called out, you know, all the requirements called out by the standard, they can be certified by the SNELL Foundation. Nobody else's testing really counts. They sent five product identical size and model for us at the minimum, depends on how the sizing fit. Sometimes they send seven if they fit a larger range of head sizes, because we test those helmets by size, depends on how they fit on the dummy head forms here. Say they one helmet put in the is put into the cold condition, that means minus 20 degrees, and one is put into the hot condition, 50 degrees. We're talking about centigrade here. And one in wet rain chamber, one in room temperature. And all these samples are staying in the conditioning unit for at least 4 to 24 hours. And they get to go through all the testing. Besides the impact test, that is the most important part, we also tested the helmets for the strength of the retention system. Basically, the whole strap system gets tested, and the face shield gets impacted as well, and peripheral vision get checked, and penetration test, and also positional stability test that checks whether the helmets would roll off the head from a front to the back position or from the back to the front position. So basically all these exhaustive tests are done and every single test meets the criteria, then that model, specific model and size, is certified. And the manufacturer can sell that helmet with the SNELL label inside and marketed as a SNELL certified product.
Now it doesn't end there, does it?
Yes, it's pretty exhaustive. So basically this process weed out the helmets that can't meet the standard. So basically we are identify the helmets that do well. And that process shows that that manufacturer has the capability of design and manufacturing a good protective helmet.
But
that's
not it. You make sure,
that
they continue to you continue to test though, even once you first validated them, correct?
Exactly. Basically, the first round of certification test is like a gatekeeping operation. You only let the good guys in. These good products stay in the program as long as they continually meet the standard test for the RST requirement. That stands for random sample testing. We test one out of 2,000 helmets that are sold in the market to the public based on the quantity of the production. Because the label inside all the helmets that sold out there has a unique serialized number. So we get reports from the manufacturers where they are sending these helmets and how many, and we pull one out of 2,000 minimum to test them again to verify whether these helmets are sold to the riders still meet the standard. So basically,
now you go grab these off the shelf at some dealer random across the country, right?
Exactly.
You don't ask them for more samples. You just take them, right?
Well, a lot of them get pulled from distributors' warehouses, too. But we do buy helmets from dealer shops, yes. The manufacturer is not supposed to know when and where we are going to select those random samples. So basically, we get the same helmets that the riders buy them out there.
One of the questions we had from the chat room is, have there ever been any modular helmets that have been SNELL certified?
Yes, actually, right now there is a new helmet brand called LS2 is the brand name. They have certified their flip-up model in the large and extra-large sizes. And I was in Indianapolis and Cleveland earlier this year in January and February. I've seen that helmet being sold in those markets there. So I think it's out there. So if you have a dealer out there you're visiting, you know, ask if they can get those for you. Or get online and see if the manufacturer's site will direct you to a local location so you can try it on. These are the first Snell-certified flip-up modular helmets.
Have there been a lot of manufacturers that have submitted them before but they just didn't pass? Or are they just now starting to submit samples for you to test?
Actually, some manufacturers have been trying for a long time. The first one actually was certified to the 2005 standard by a Taiwanese manufacturer, only one medium size, I believe, but because they didn't manage to pass the test on the other sizes, I don't think they ever distributed that helmet in the U.S. market. So the competition is on, obviously. A lot of people are waiting for helmets to pass the Snell test because I go to those shows. Sometimes I hear from them, I'm not getting a helmet to flip up a modular design unless I see a Snell label. So I encourage you to contact your favorite manufacturer and tell them they need to send their helmets to Snell Lab for testing.
What is amazing is that is a $180 helmet that meets all the criteria, and the Schubert is $700 doesn't. That blows me away. It just shows that it can be engineered and things can be done less expensive and still high quality.
People do have the perception that Snell-certified helmets are usually the top of the line, more expensive. So when they see a helmet priced high and not have the certification, they are surprised. Sometimes they assume all these high-priced helmets are Snell-certified automatically, which is not true. Actually, safety as a feature in helmet manufacturing, it's not really the most expensive process. And so you will see some helmets that are not Snell certified that are priced pretty high, and some Snell certified helmets are priced in the middle or even close to the lower middle range. I've seen helmets out there selling for like $150 to $200 range that are Snell certified.
I'm looking at this helmet, and I'm going to tell you something. I wear a Nolan 3, and this is looks just as good as a constructed helmet that has the same features as a Nolan 3, and it's $200 less. It's pretty amazing, if you ask me.
Nolan is a very good company. I believe at one point they have a Snell-certified auto racing helmet, but I believe right now they are not making any Snell-certified motorcycle helmets in the U.S. market.
Wow.
The helmet, any helmet sold in the United States has to meet the minimum DOT standard.
Correct.
And a good, reputable company like Nolan has testing facility that they would verify whether their product that claims to meet DOT standard would actually meet DOT standard. That's what I recommend to people. If they are going to buy a DOT-only helmet for whatever reason, for style or certain features, they are better off going with reputable companies because DOT standard, even though it is a government mandatory helmet standard, it is a self-certifying standard. That means you are just taking the manufacturer's word for it.
One of the things we'd like to do, Hong, is have you come back on another episode and talk to us a little bit about the difference between the testing for DOT and the testing for smell. I think that's probably a segment all by itself. One of the questions that I had was, without naming any names or bad-mouthing any companies, have you had any of the manufacturers that were certified and then lost the certification after they had already earned it?
Well, all these helmets, actually, I wouldn't name manufacturers because we test the helmets by the brand model name and size specifically. So at the SNELL website, you know, if you're curious, go to www.smf.org. You can actually see exactly which specific model and size that has been discontinued. Some of them are decertified because they're failed to meet the random sample testing program requirement. Some of them because of other financial or business management reasons. But at least that is an indication that those helmets are no longer SNELL certified. And you'll see a specific date even as of certain date, this model and size is no longer SNELL certified. And that's our service to the public. We point out which helmets are good to buy now, and they are listed right there on the list.
Yeah. Is that something that happens very often, that they get delisted, or once they get certified, do they tend to pretty much stay certified?
Not very often, I would say, but some manufacturers have models that have problems. You can see it there. Usually, especially a very consistently old manufacturer that has a lot of investment in their R&D and in-house testing, their learning curve has, you know, been accumulated over the years. They usually have less problems. You can see by company name, which manufacturer has a better track record just by looking at how many helmets have been decertified.
Well, that's fantastic. This is some pretty fantastic information. I know that there's always a lot of questions about SNELL and helmets and DOT and skid lids and what's the right thing to do, and this has been very, very informative tonight, Hong.
Thank you for the opportunity here. I look forward to have another chance to come back to talk some more.
Please. Yeah, I've absorbed every word. I think this is information we just don't get, and I appreciate Grizz to go out and get you, or Mike to go out and get you to come on the show. We'd love to have you come back. I'd like to learn a little bit more about the difference between SNELL and the DOT. And there'll be some other things. I'm sure people will be writing me questions in the next few days. I get a lot of emails about the show. But, man, it's a lot of good information. And just the part that when you open my eye about the LS2 and what they're doing for less money and meeting the standards just blows me away, because I think most people are under the impression, just like you mentioned, that expensive means better, and it's not always the case.
No, that's our job here. We do the test here. We risk damaging our dummy head forms here to find out which helmets do better in protecting the heads. So riders out there don't have to have a surprise that this helmet didn't do that well, or that helmet might have done better guessing at it. We take the work out of this buying process. And
yeah,
all you have to worry about is whether that color and style is what you want to be seen in, and whether the price tag is just right. And you can make a better decision on these than we can do here.
Now, I have another question. Do you look into safety as far as the color or just the protection?
Color, of course, helps. Bright color helps the rider to be seen. You know, we always think helmet is really the last resort for protection. Everybody should take the best precaution and training and judgment and bright color to be seen in traffic. These all help avoid crash.
Mm-hmm.
And when sometimes, you know, everything else fails, we hope the helmet that's on the head will do the best job protecting the brain. And we believe the Snell certification really provides the valuable public service to point out those helmets that do the job the best.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I think everybody in the chat room, and we get the people in the chat room are very small, a very important segment, but are less than a half a percent or a tenth of a percent of our total listenership. And you can see in the response in the chat room that people are really taken by this conversation. And I look forward to you coming back again and teaching us more.
Great. I look forward to another opportunity. Everybody out there, ride safe.
Thank you very much. It's great having you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.